This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Matyaga, trabaho mahirap, bale wala. Nariyan si Benji, galing ng Saudi. Ang taxi driver na poging si Willie. At masisipag na mga estudyante, mangingisda magsasaka trabahante. Daming barangay, barangay ng Madla, Ilocano, Tagalog. Saya, kaya ni Totoy at ni Mang Marsing. Umiinom, hindi naglalasing. Ang barangay ay umaasenso gamit ang bisig, isip at talino. Bawat munting tagumpay at ligaya, laging kasama ang Hinebra. Ang puso pagbigyan niyo na kami kahit na kahit paano sumaya ng bahagya itong mundo. Sa aming barangay makikita ninyo'y mga bagay-bagay na Pinoy na Pinoy. May sari-sari store na may singalong tricycle na apat ang gulong. Buhay ang diwa ng bayanihan, kasya ang siyam sa jeepneying pituhan. At ang isang platitong pulutan, tumatagal hanggang magdamaga. Sa aming barangay, tuloy po kayo. Noli Luxin, si Jota Rook, Melan J at Martin. Okay, ganda ng pakikisama, walang iwanan sa hirap at ginhawa. Bawat munting tagumpay at bigaya, nagsasaya ang barangay Hinebra. Pagmamalaki ang barangay ay barangay na noong panahon ng Kastila, Amerikano at Hapon. Subok sa pakikipag sa palaran, mahigit 100 taong samahan. Sa labanan at pakikibaka, walang iwanan sa hirap at ginhawa. Bawat munting tagumpay at bigaya, nagsasaya ang barangay Hinebra. Sa barangay ng magkakabarkada, buong bansa'y magkakakilala. Laging buhay ang ating pag-asa, taga rito ka sa barangay Hinebra.
Magandang makulay na araw at gabi, minamahal kong mga kabarangay. Ako po inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa ating barangay New Zealand. Welcome po kayo dito sa Free FM 89.0 sa Hamilton, Waikato Region, and podcasting sa www.freefm.org.nz. mga kuntil-butil na mga impormasyon, kuro-kuro, balita at musika dito po sa Barangay New Zealand. Kasama po ang inyong kaibigan Simpapawid, ang inyong Barangay Big Brother, ang inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa Barangay New Zealand.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Tayo ng magkape at pandasal. Ito po si Cardinal Chito Tagle ng Manila. Pagnilayan po natin, patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Kaya ba nga natin gawin yun? Hindi ba si Jesus lamang ang nakagawa niyan? Nang gilalas ang mga alagad, natakot na takot nang mapatahimik niya ang mabangis na hangin at dagat. Magagawa ba natin yun? Hindi natin mapapantayan o magagaya ang ginawa ni Jesus. Subalit sa ating sariling kakayanan, may magagawa tayo. Ang hangin ay pabigat ng pabigat at parumi ng parumi. Sumisigaw na ang hangin dahil hindi na niya gusto ang sarili niyang amoy. Tatahimik ang hangin kung hindi natin siya bubugahan ng usok, mataas na karbon at masangsang na amoy ng ating basura. Nangangalit ang dagat dahil hinahaluan natin ang kanyang magandang mundo sa kalaliman ng plastic, basura at lasong kemikal. Tatahimik ang dagat kung igagalang at aalagaan natin ito. O Diyos, salamat sa hangin at dagat. Patawad po sa aming pagsira sa kanila. Amen.
Yeah.
mga kabarangay, dito po sa ating Barangay New Zealand Podcast na napapanood po sa ating PSTV Plus YouTube channel. Ako po inyong kaibigan sa impapawid ng inyong Kuya Rene, inyong Direk Rene, mumabati po sa inyo ng magandang malamig na gabi mula po dito sa Aotearoa, New Zealand. At magandang hapon sa ating mga kabarangay dyan po sa Pilipinas at magandang araw sa mga kaibigan natin sa buong mundo. Alam niyo mga kabarangay, dito po sa ating programa na napapanood niyo po sa PSTV Plus YouTube channel. At shoutout nga pala, maraming salamat. 71,000 subscribers na po tayo. Tuloy-tuloy lang po tayong bibigay serbisyo publiko. Alam niyo po, dito ay marami na po tayong na-feature the past years na iba-iba. No, dito sa New Zealand, sa Pilipinas, sa Australia, Amerika, Canada, iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo. Meron na nga tayo nagpo-podcast tayo habang siya ay nasa kalagitnaan ng Atlantic Ocean kasi siya ay nasa cruise ship. Sabi niya, nasa out of West Africa yata yung ano niya. Kaya ngayon sa gabing ito, nako, maswerte tayo. Dahil sa Europa naman tayo pupunta ngayon. At ito, magandang kwento dito eh, kung paano kami nagkakilala, yung mga kung ano-ano, yung mga anik-anik. Kaya ito po ang ating panauhin. Hindi ko maipronounce sa kanyang French family name, pero bigyan natin ang daan sa stream si kasamang Jana na dati kong kapitbahay. Ibig sabihin, hindi man kami nagkita pero magkasama kami dati sa Hamilton, New Zealand. Jana, magandang umaga dyan sa iyo. Kumusta na, Jana?
Magandang umaga, Kuya Rene. Wow, sarap naman ang pakilala. Tama, ako nga po si Jana Truo. Nakatira dito sa France, sa south of France, sa Antibes, Juan-les-Pins. So certified Juana po ako dahil nagpunta ng aking village. Pero maiden name ko rin para madali, Esteban. Pero okay lang yan. I know Jana is better because mas international yung dali.
Pero you pronounce it as 2-1.
Actually, 2-0. So it's actually 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah. Mas madali for non-French speakers because I'm married to a Frenchman. Mm-hmm. And he's from the area of Brittany, so Celtic. Yeah, so Celt, from the Celts. So very, very not familiar, not popular. 2-0 mm-hmm. actually is, in English, it means arrow. So yung bow, no? So it's an arrow. Yan.
Arrow. Okay. Ang ganda ng Do you have kids already, Jana? Meron na?
Yes, I do. So I have 2 children.
Oy, dalawa na.
Yes, at boy, girl. So okay yan. Tama na. Okay na.
Tama na. Okay. So thank you so much, Jana. No? And ngayon pa lang, nagpapasalamat ako kay Dr. Manny Gonzalez dahil siya po ang aking taga-FU. Nakapanayam ko siya, nag-uusap kami. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, huy, meron akong estudyante na dati dyan sa New Zealand and nasa France na. Gusto mo bang interview? Sabi ko, siyempre, Doc. Oo. So, eto na po tayo. Sama si Jana. Kwento muna, Jana, your backstory nung nasa Pilipinas ka. No? Alam ko, taga-Caloocan ka. No? Nag-aral ka ng high school sa La Consolacion, Caloocan. But nag-universidad ka sa kapitbahay tayo, sa Katipunan, sa Ateneo ka, sa Miriam ako. Kwento ka nga, anong kwento mo doon?
Naku, napakasarap na kwento po yan. Unang-una, maraming salamat din kay Sir Manny. So si Mr. Gonzalez is how I called him. So si Sir Manny, he was my Sibika at Kultura teacher in La Consolacion College in Caloocan City. I want to say the date, it's 1990. I'm a proud 90s kid who grew up there. And then college, Ateneo, 1997. And Sir Manny was one of the first teachers who really inspired me to excel. Kasi during his advisorship, so home teacher ko siya, mm-hmm. na naging third honor ako. Sabihin, naging part ako ng honor roll. Kasi ang ganda ng training niya sa mga bata. And, you know, maybe here in FEU, if you're following him, he's also the chair of the pagsasalin. So translation languages talaga siya. Mm-hmm. Nagkita kami ulit sa Facebook recently. Basta, you know, for Facebook, I said, Sir Manny, I want to talk to you kasi you know, I'm a Filipino diaspora now and I want to teach Filipino to my children, right? So one thing led to another. But going back to my backstory, Sir Manny inspired me to dream beyond my little corner in Caloocan City. So I come from Amabini. Kung fina-follow niyo si Erwan Hosaf, ano na niya, finiture niya yan. So, malapit kami sa 10th Avenue, yung mga Chinatown, Grace Park, yan. Diyan ang La Consolacion College, San Roque. So, I was part of the campus journalist group. So, I really love writing stories. I love language, both Filipino and English. But I also loved sciences. So, my mother is Chinese and my father is Filipino. That's why Esteban. So, ang Esteban ako. My father wanted me to be a senator. Back in those days, when you take up economics, you know, you can be in part of UP Diliman kasi very, very big talaga ang UP noon. But I had other plans because I wanted to be the Indiana Jones of the Philippines. So,
Jones talaga.
Indiana Jones, di ba? Pero wala kaming pera. Sa totoo lang, Kuya Rene, middle class ang parents ko. My dad was a salesman. My mom is an employee. And even if my lolos and lolas, they were well off, I still wanted, you know, to do it on my own with the grace of God. Okay, so sabi ni Papa, mag-UP ka, economics. Sabi ko, hindi, gusto ko sa kapitbahay, sa Ateneo. Kasi lahat ng kaklase ko sa Lako, nasa UP na eh. 16 years na po kaming magkakasama. Ayoko na sila makita.
So, okay.
I was only I think I'm the only one, La Consolacion College, Caloocan, who applied to the Ateneo, and at that time, the course I chose was BS Environmental Science. Panahon ng UPCAT, panahon ng UST, yung mga entrance exam noong 1996, Siyempre passed everything, pero I chose Ateneo. Sabi ng tatay ko, nak, di natin kaya yan. Sabi ko, hindi, apply tayong scholarship, pap. O, pumasa naman. So, thank God, pumasa ng ES, and tuloy-tuloy na yun. Pero, after ES, that was 2001, ito yung panahon nung Rio Plus 12, yung sustainable. Nabanggit niya si Father Jet nung una. So, ang Ateneo, leader siya sa Clean Air Act, all of these sustainable development things. And I was inspired to maging tao para sa kapwa. Yan ang rally cry ng mga Atenista eh.
Sweetas. Men for others.
Men for others. People for others kasi babae.
People. Ay, okay.
So, so, tao para sa kapwa. So, I joined the NGO world since 2001. So, but then when I joined, it was at the height of community development, no? Philippines for Social Progress. And my first project was working with farmers in Pampanga, right? So, and dun ko natutunan na talagang, ang itsura ko nun, long hair pa po ako nun, sobrang payat, China, pero sumasakis ako liglig, pupunta sa... kasi po, mahilig po talaga akong makipag-connect sa mga tao. So, fast forward, 2008, I got the chance to apply for a scholarship in New Zealand through the New Zealand Development Scholarships. Kasi ang kwento ko po mahaba, gusto ko po tikman lahat eh. So, nag-NGO, nag-academe sa Lasal, the only Atenean at that time to join.
Ah, nagturo ka sa Lasal?
Nagturo ako, lahat nga po ng mga teacher ko sa Ateneo, Taksil, bakit ka naman? Pero, hindi, friendly naman. So, I love them po. I love Lasal. It's a beautiful community. Tapos, nag-corporate din po ako. So, while I was in the corporate world, I practiced my environmental science degree. Alam niyo po yung dun sa Pasig River, yung mga malalaking oil.
Yes.
Yan. So, isa sa mga trabaho namin ay mag-check ng organic pollutants, volatile organic compounds, quality control ng ating mga refineries. Never ko na pong uulitin yun kasi pumapanik po ako dun sa taas kasama ng team. So, sabi ko, parang hindi ko na feel mag-scientist. Parang gusto ko na mag-crossover sa management. So, in New Zealand Development Scholarship, we had the chance to apply for 1.5 years master's courses based on your profession. In my profession, I was an environmental scientist dealing with mangroves and coastal management. So, University of Waikato offered this program called the Master of Social Sciences degree in cultural geography. So
paborito ko yan, cultural geography.
Mm. I love it. I mean, it really transformed my life. I didn't know that gender studies, history, all of this really helped amplify how people appreciated natural sciences, di ba? Kasi syempre, STEM, di ba? Yung mga, ang tawag namin na GIS, Geographic Information Systems, mga data to map. But then, putting people's culture at the center really makes a difference. And that was what the University of Waikato taught me. Even more, at the University of Waikato, I was around 29 years old then. Alam naman, atinista, di ba? So, we are in love with Jesus Christ. And my formators, you know, they inspired me. Sabi ko, kasi 29 na ako. You know, di na ako mag-aasawa. Si Jesus na asawa ko. So, I wanted to join the Senakil Sisters, part of the Jesuit community, as a scientist teacher. Pero, mahilig ako maglaro ng frisbee. So, Waikato has a team. So, they call them Hammertron. A play
Hammertron, ha?
Throwing hammers, diba? So, my friend, and he's there in New Zealand right now. His name is Amar Durakovic. He was my parang senior. Siya yung nag-invite, orient sa akin as a master. Mm-hmm. Pero magkakaedad kami. Sabi ko, wala mo naglalaro ng frisbee dito. Ay, nako, sabi niya. Yung flatmate ko, Frances yun. Baliw na baliw sa frisbee. Siya ka sabi ko. And syempre, alam niyo na, siya yung asawa ko ngayon. So, Philippe and I, we were like literally boy next door. And I was so excited to meet him because he plays frisbee. Mm-hmm. And he's also from France. And before New Zealand, I worked in France for a few months. Yes, it was such a privilege ko yun na yung inaral namin yung water systems tsaka forest along the La Loire. So it's the biggest river system in the center of France. Mm-hmm. And I got to work with the rotary engineers and people who were there. Doon ko na tutunan ang France. Kasi actually sa atin sa Manila, parang ano ba naman, France, Paris is the...
Oh, correct. Yun lang. So,
mga hindi naliligo yung mga yan dahil... Ay, naku, talaga on record tayo. Pero yan talaga ang unang tanong sa akin sa parents ko. Yan ba ang boyfriend mo? Naliligo. Sabi ko, syempre, naku, mas malinis pa nga po sa akin yan eh. Dahil alam mo naman, he is a computer engineer. So he was in the Department of Management, I think, the School of Management of Waikato. And
yung nasa likod, yung kabilang building. Oh,
yes. Oh. So anyway, bottom line, we played frisbee together and we graduated. He graduated before me, like around 2009. I graduated 2010. Mm-hmm. But because I was a New Zealand scholar by the development cooperation between our country and New Zealand, I went back home and I served under DENR.
Ah, ayun yung parang you have to serve for your scholarship.
Correct, correct. So I was parang si Sir Angie yata, the late Angie Alcala was my... the general. What's his name? Opo, basta yun. So, he was Secretary of DNR. And then I also spoke a bit with Defensor. So, Mike Defensor. So, ang ano naman namin, claim to fame ng office namin. Wala na siya ngayon. Defunct na yung office na yun. They changed it to Bureau of Biodiversity. But our office was called Coastal Marine Management Office. And our role was to connect the communities with the policies that the department has. And dami, ang ganda din ang kwento niyan. Invite natin silang lahat. bottom line, I got to work for DNR, which was my dream. Kasi it allowed me to be Dr. Jones without that PhD yet. So kasi lumilibot kami ng regions. Tapos yung teacher ko din, her name is Dr. Georgine Primavera. She's retired now. But she's the mangrove scientist of the Philippines. Na-feature din po siya sa Time magazine.
Alam mo, Jana, naalala ko na. Kasi habang sinasabi mo si General, namumukhaan ko siya eh. Si General si Matu. Yun. Di ba?
Frank si Matu.
Hindi ba yun yun?
De los Reyes? De los Reyes ba yan?
De los Reyes. Alam ko si Frank si Matu lang yung... Hindi ko alam yung De los Reyes eh.
After siya ni Mike. So there was another one before Mike, and that was the time I served.
Okay.
It was such a good time, Kuya Rene. Pero God had other plans for me. Kasi 2010, that was like 6 years after the Asian tsunami. Remember the tsunami?
Oh, yes. December 24 ba yun? Yes.
December of
Aceh.
Thailand.
Thailand, Aceh.
That, right? So, mabango-mabango ang mangrove ecosystem dahil sa biyaya niya sa coast. So, may mga proven studies in India and in Thailand and around Southeast Asia that the tsunami's waves were decreased so much because of the green belt given by the mangrove. So, there were a lot of openings for mangrove project officers in the region. One of them was the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN.
IUCN, okay.
Yes. Kilala po siya sa pagiging spokesperson for the endangered species of the world, yung red list of species, world heritage ng UNESCO, katulong siya sa pag-assess. Bottom line, it's a very big global conservation union. And they called out for a knowledge management position for mangroves. So while I was at the department, sabi ng teacher ko at saka nung head ko, no problem, you apply. Actually, you have more promise outside of the department. Don't constrain yourself here. Kasi at that time, syempre Philippines, no, wala namang opening for moving up for technical officers at RH.
Correct. Oo.
At the end of the day, gusto nating mag-improve, di ba? So, I applied for that post in Bangkok. That was 2010. And by late October, I was hired. So, in short, I lived my life in Thailand, Bangkok, for the regional office from 2010 to 2000. Oh my gosh, 23. Ang tagal. To 2020. Huh? I was in Bangkok for 13 years. Working on this.
Wow.
Yes, Filipino diaspora na po ako noon by that time. Kasi my husband followed me to... at that time, di pa kayo mag-asawa sa New Zealand, ha? But he wanted to marry me. But of course, you know, I'm like, Lord, ayoko, di ba? But God had other plans kasi, alam mo naman tayo, Filipina, dalagang Pilipina. Sabi ko sa asawa ko, look, I'm Filipina. I do not believe in live-in. So if you want to be with me, you have to go to my father and ask for my hand in marriage. I kid you not, I said this. This was 2009. So 2010, he graduated. I went to Bangkok late. Okay. 2011, hinagtrabaho pa siya sa New Zealand sa ag research. So 2011, he finished his contract. Kasi scholar din siya eh. He finished his contract with the Crown. And then he said, I want to come and see your father. Nasa Thailand ako noon. Nag-ano pa ako noon. Nag-fieldwork ako to Cambodia. Sabi ko, look, I'll be in Phnom Penh in April. I can't meet you. But if you want, go to Manila, I'll endorse you to my father. And that's exactly what happened. My dad picked him up. You know, stayed with him for 3 days until I arrived in Manila. Pagdating ko, best friends na sila. Sabi ko, para mag-justice yata ako. Ha. So, hindi na kailangan sabihin ni Philip na, sir, pakakasal lang ko po ang anak ninyo. Pagdating ko, anak, with my blessing, go. Anyway, that was really good. So, it was God's gift. Ganon din ang nangyari sa amin. Yung sa anong nanay niya, hindi nagsasalita ng English. Actually, he's the first English speaker in his family.
Ah, in their family. Okay.
So, syempre, alam naman sa French, parang sa kanila, very normal that if you have a girlfriend, that's one step into marriage. So, they were ready that I was the life partner of their son. But the mama, syempre ako, I prayed. Sabi ko, Lord, give me a sign that this man will be the partner that you give me. And I want him to be Christian. Okay, sige. So, hindi naman nagsasalita asawa ko kasi hindi naman madaldal. Kung ano yung daldal ko, siyang tahimik ni Philippe. Okay? Sige. So, si Mrs. Truo, her name is Jacqueline, first time to see me. Very nice, very gracious. And then, very, very direct. She said, Jana, do you believe in Jesus? Because he's very important to us. So, ayun na. Ayun na the moment na, okay, mukhang nag-aalay ng lahat. Why am I telling the story? Because in Bangkok, that was where we got married, Kuya Rene. We did not get married in Philippines because it's so difficult to get married to a foreigner in Manila.
Ah, ganun?
Yes! Naku, pinag-aralan namin yan. 2011, kami gusto naming magpakasal dahil ang lola ko ay Guadalupe. So we wanted to be married on the feast day of Guadalupe, December 12, 2012. Siyempre, pamahiin yung 12. Hindi naman pala pwede dahil ang daming... Kailangan, Catholic tayo sa Pilipinas, pero kailangan iprueba na magkasambahay na kayo for 2 years. Parang paano mangyayari yan? Kaya nakapagpaksal, di ba? Pero it really is for a foreigner in a Filipina to be married, have to
talaga?
That they have already cohabited. So it was bizarre. And then we have to undergo 6 months of marriage training, counseling. But we can't because we're both working.
Correct.
So in Bangkok, syempre the Filipino diaspora then and the Thais who married foreigners. Ay nako ate, eto gawin mo. Punta kayo sa Bangrak, mag-apply kayo, in 1 hour, kasal na kayo. Okay? So sinundan namin yun. Ang ganda kasi, ako talaga, ang asawa ko nagbarong. Ako, yung simple lang, pero kasi pipirma lang naman ng papers. Apparently, in Thailand, for foreigners, you have to sign a marriage degree, marriage license, and then you can do whatever faith ceremony if you want.
Ah, okay.
Sa church eh. So, we signed. Ako, kuya. Tawa na tawa nga yung mga tao kasi Thai at saka another person ang witness eh. So,
oo.
Yung Thai, eto literally, marriage, paper, desk, parang BIR. Alam mo, desk. Wedding, marriage, license, divorce sa kabila. sabi nung Thai, yan, kunjana, if tomorrow you change your mind, easy to go. But no, it was really good. So we got married. License. And so we had that month between February to sign. And then December, we were going to have a church wedding. Okay.
In Thailand.
We're also working eh. Diba? Parang siyempre kailangan namin ng livelihood. Tsaka yung aming visa is tied to that. So anyway, both the French and the Filipinos have never been to Thailand. Our side of the family.
Ah.
But because of money, diba? Self-paying kayo, guys. If you want to come attend our wedding ceremony, pay for yourself. Which was a good strategy. Kasi, naging 30 people lang yung aming wedding guests. So, madali.
Oh.
Ang maganda, Pilipino. Di ba ang nanay ko, Chinese?
They've
never had a passport all their lives. It's only me and my brother. Kami yung... He's a teacher, by the way. So, he's a teacher. So sabi, sige mama, sige ate, I'll help mama and papa have the passport. My mama was born 1947, my papa 1953. In those days, di ba, ang civil
yung records, mga records,
My father was unknown kasi hindi siya din share. My mother was Chinese. So, it was so funny when they were applying for the passport. Si Papa nagawa ng paraan kasi pwede namang gawa ng apostilang unregistered birth noong araw. Pero si Mama, registered siya as a child of a Chinese citizen in 1947. Kasi nung nag-change ng constitution ng Pilipinas, hindi naman nag-oath-taking ang nanay ko. Hindi siya nagpalit ng whatever. Hindi naman kasi alam to na inavota siya. Inavota. So, what does inavotas girl know, right? So, the Department of Tourism, you know, the one we're
Immigration.
Applying for. Immigration.
Immigration.
Pasay yan, along Rojas Boulevard. Sabi, ma'am, kayo po ba si Alicia Oliveros Ang? Oo, pero Esteban ako. Sabi, ma'am, you are still a Chinese citizen in our records. What? Oo, so hindi siya pwedeng bigyan ng passport.
Kasi hindi siya Pinoy.
Oo. Sabi niya, anak, sabi ng nanay ko, anak, si Batay. Anak, I voted under 5 presidents. I am receiving pension from the government. How can I not be a Filipino citizen? Hindi po, ma'am, kasi ho, ganito ho yung nangyari. So for you to have a passport, you have to take an oath of allegiance to the country and then we can proceed. So there and then, kung hindi pa nag-asawa si Hanalesa ng Francis, hindi namin malalaman
yung status
niya. Pina pala ako. So, in short, we got the passport. Sabi ng asawa ko, you should have told na Lola to keep her Chinese citizenship so we can go to China anytime. But I said, no. So, in short, people converge in Thailand. We became the first Filipino-French international family.
Ah, okay.
And then, both our children were born in Thailand. So, one in 24 and one in 2020. It was such a beautiful experience. But because we are two cultures, and this is where I'm coming at now, why Sir Manny and I connected, we found that we consciously, even before the birth, syempre family planning, we wanted both our children to have English and French as their base language. And any other language, supplement. So that means ako, English, diba? So we taught that to our kids. I spoke to them in English, which was not a problem. So they're both bilingual. But as they were growing up, and we noticed this with our eldest, because Lola and Lolo see them all the time, Thailand naman, diba, malapit. She got the interest to learn Filipino. And then when my boy also, because we talk to Lola every time, and I speak in Filipino, Mama, we want to learn Filipino. So I connect with my diaspora friends who are also married to Greek, Cyprus, American. Paano ginagawa ninyo? Sabi niya, ang hirap dyan na kailangan namin mag-online. Yung isa, gumawa siya ng business entirely to make her children know Filipino. So her name is Camille Failona and she's now in Cyprus. Meron siyang campus crates, Filipino traits in crates. Kasi parang bonfire. So mga activity.
Parang nakikita ko sa Instagram yun.
Yan. Kasi po, ang gusto namin, ang mga anak namin, ma-appreciate ang Filipino. Kulturang Filipino.
Yes.
Filipino, at young age. Then if they want to speak it properly, madali na yan eh. Kasi nakita ko na po yan. Ang mga foreigner nga sa Pilipinas, hindi ba kilala nyo itong si influencer siya eh, si Colas. Meron na siya.
Yung Canadian. Oo.
Exactly. Bakit natutunan niya ang Pilipino? Kasi meron siyang genuine interest. And I saw this in Thailand, Farang, we call them. The foreigners who are, oh my gosh, British to the core. Pero kung magsalita ng Thai, parang lokal. So sabi namin, ganyan din dapat tayo sa Pilipinas. Tapos ang daming mga, dito ngayon sa France, yun ang una kong ginawa, nagkaroon ako ng opportunity during the break between my employed life and now I'm doing consultancies, right? I had opportunity to talk to embassies na parang, sige ma'am, sige, connect lang po kayo, pero wala po kaming formal program for educating the young people or the children even. So very, very sporadic. So I said, Sir Manny, do you have any recommendations? Kasi ako yan, cottage industry ito if ever. I'm building up, you know, my information so that at some point, if we have enough critical mass, we can help our children who are living in third culture. Diba? Third culture kid.
Third culture kid, yes.
Exactly. But I want them to know and love Filipino. Not just learn, but really be in the, you know, in the vibes. Sabi, alam mo, meron akong kilala from New Zealand. Ayan na. Sabi niya, iko-connect ko kayo. So that's how we got connected. So I hope through this podcast, there are other Filipina moms, immigrants who are also like this, Pilipinang mga anak ninyo, how did you, pero nasa New Zealand kayo, how did you make it embedded? Maganda po kasi pag-usapan yan eh, di ba? Tayo, Miriam, Ateneo, you know, we are rooted in the Filipino being tao para sa kapwa. So, in our daily life, little things, it doesn't have to be so structured, but how do we bring Filipino into the lives of our children, right? So, kung if you allow, I know that we have some time constraint, pero if you give me these 2 minutes, I will tell you what we're doing in the French household, okay? So, my boy is 5 years old. His name is Xavier. So, si Savvy. Savvy ang kanyang nickname. Then, my eldest is 12, Maya. Okay? Xavi calls ate, ate. So, Maya, ate. Ever since, it's ate. Soon as he was born, it was ate. And then, I call them anak. So, when I say anak, they know what anak means. Then, discipline. Anak ko, 5 years old, 12 years old, disiplina ha. Pag nagtagalog na si mama. Opo, mama. Yeah. That's how we do it. So, but then I want, me being me, I'm a scientist as a background, and also Asian, diba? I want it structured. But I don't have any tutorial. Tsaka dito sa atin, I'm so sorry, I know we're on record. Sabi nga ng mga anak ko, bakit mama yung mga Pilipino kapitbahay natin? We don't talk
hindi
to each
masyado.
Other.
Oh, yes.
Oo!
Oh. Totoo yun. Kahit dito, ganun din. Oo.
Konting-konti lang. Ang Pero pag... we are on radio. Go ahead, sige.
Yeah, no. It just so happened na a couple of days ago, nakita ko sa isang post ng dati kong co-teacher sa so she moved to another school. Nag-organize sila mga teachers and parents. Ang tawag nila, Aral Filipino Academy or something. So I will link them with you, tayo, pag ano. Kasi may mga, nakikita ko may mga modules na sila ginawa, yung programs, ganun. They were simple things siguro. And then, and I also have a former student ko sa Coleo San Agustin na nasa Spain. No, ganun din, no? Meron din sa France, si Paula. So yes. I'll try to connect with them kung paano ba natin na ano yung query mo, no, about the language, about culture. Pero yung si ano, yung taga Cyprus ba yon, yung pinapalo ko siya sa Instagram eh, yung crates. Oh, maganda din yun eh.
Yes.
Maganda rin yung program niya eh.
Kuya, pwede mo siyang i-feature din kasi
yes.
Niya, she used to work with National Geographic Asia.
Oh.
Atenista din po yan. Tapos, but I really love her mindset. Kasi yung Inglesera yan ha, kung kilala ko sa college. She attended my wedding. She was one of the few. Mga friendships namin. Oh, nako, we have this group and it's lovely how everybody's connected, no? How we all start out as, you know, like friends and then tagni-tagni na. So Camille, her dream is also the same. She wants to embed Filipino culture, but their lingua franca is English. So how do they do it? Through food, celebration? Siya medyo structured siya eh. Kami nga medyo free-flowing pa. But I would love to hear from your connections. Ito module-orientated. Mm-hmm. Kasi yan ang aking backup plan. Okay, so I know that I'm still working now. But in the free future, I would love to do that. You know, give back to the community. Kasi kaming mag-asawa, yan ang dream namin. When the kids are now settled in college, that's 10 years, 20 years from now, mag-around the world naman kami. Ang base namin, gusto namin Pilipinas. Talagang, we really love Filipinos. And we have the Philippines, you know. France, of course, because he is French. But then, the beauty is we want 6 months dito, 6 months
dito. Oh, nice.
Pero nga, babalikan pa namin ako sana nga sa climate change ay hindi lumubog ang ilang mga islands natin. Ha? Naku, we want to go back to New Zealand. That's one of our dreams because we want to also see it.
To also see where everything started. Dyan, saan.
And it's such a beautiful place. Ako, maganda pa rin po ba ngayon? Ako, saan
kami? Yes, oo. Maano ka rin.
We used to go to Coromandel.
Yes. Coromandel, and then Rotorua, di ba?
Hawke's Bay, Kuya Rene.
Hawke's Bay, yes.
I'm in wine country, but both me and my husband, Sauvignon and Marlboro and Hawke's Bay.
Mas ano yung wine dito compared to ano, dyan sa inyo, sa France.
Mas po kasi yung fresh.
Alam mo, Jana, I know you have another meeting, no? So siguro pwede pa natin naman to part 2 or ano, but I will take up yung ano, yung pinasa mong bola sa akin. So ano natin kung paano yung but I'm so happy and so grateful to Doc Manny, no? Talagang si Sir Manny ay marami siyang mga gems na kasi meron din siyang pinakilala sa akin yung head ng Philippine Translators Association or something. Si Dr. Raki ng La Salle. So siya din yung nagta-translate. Kasi minsan dito, pag may mga kaso, tapos may mga Pilipino, so inaano kami yung parang translate mo kasi Bisaya siya o Ilocano siya, parang ganun.
That's so, really good. tingnan mo, nako, siguro episode 2 yan, Kuya Rene. Ano ang edge ng mga Pilipino kontra yes. sa mundo? Or hindi kontra, pero bakit tayo nagsuthrive? Kasi yes. it's such a beautiful thing. Nako, next time na, pero dalawang Pilipino kami dito sa aming current place. So, mm-hmm. if you're gonna look me up on LinkedIn, I'm connected to a partnership in Geneva. So, it's Swiss, right? So, international. Mm-hmm. Pero ang napansin namin sa aming dalawang Pilipino, kami, ang pick up namin, ganyan. Alam na namin. Kung bakit ang aming mga, you know, I'm not gonna say the nationalities, but it, the bureaucracy from the different cultures.
Matagal bago mag-ano.
1 week difference. Ah.
Oh.
Parang sa amin, well, gawin na natin yan. So, anyway, magpo-post din ako sa ating kung ilalagay niyo to doon sa inyong channel. Kung
yes, mayroon, I will. I will.
Ito po yung aming community of practice na kami dalawang Pilipina ang tumatakbo. Actually, sisimula namin sa 20th of May. At magkakaroon kami sa June 17 ng kababaihan, gender kasi. So sabi namin, we shall bring all the Filipinas, ha? Para naman, kahit mga Pilipino, mga lalaki, may mga gender practitioners na rin na lalaki.
Oh, good. Gusto ko
pasiglahin.
Yes. Ang
side of the world dito, kasi nga dito, di ba, medyo kapulad niya, kailangan naka-formal. Pero, masarap yung informal. Yung kapihan.
Correct. Oo. Diba? Nagkakapi tayo, pandesal, yes. whatever na ano. Kaya nga, originally, itong, kasi dati sa TV, radio ako, tapos nung nag-pandemic, so I switched to this one. So I was calling my program before Net Kapihan, no? Kapihan sa internet, so Net Kapihan. So I think I'll bring that back and ano. So, Jana, ano, maraming salamat and alam ko, ito na yun, tuloy-tuloy na tayo magkukwentuhan dito and about your part of the world. And then, of course, itong yung gustong gawin. Eh, ako bilang isang guro, gusto ko rin mapalaganap itong ating, ano, yung ating kultura, ating lengguahe, lahat ng tungkol sa atin. So, thank you so much for the opportunity, Jana. Ha? At natuloy din tayo after medyo ilang, parang na hindi na ano yung schedule. Okay, so anong oras na dyan nga pala? Ano? 12 na ba?
Ngayon po ay 11:56 ng umaga.
Umaga, ng Biyernes, no? Biyernes pa rin.
Naku, Sabado na ba dyan?
Hindi pa, Biyernes pa lang. So, ano siya, magte 10 o'clock in the evening. So, parang 12 hours ang ano natin.
Opo, mga 12, 11, ganyan. Naku, remember, it's close to winter now, isn't it?
Like yes, late autumn. So winter is June 1. So ano, malamig na, super.
Oh my gosh. Let's dedicate an episode for memories in New Zealand. Yeah. Oh,
hindi, tsaka mas malamig sa Hamilton kasi mas mababa tayo eh. As you go lower the North Island, lalong lumalamig. So, mas malamig sa Hamilton. But saan ka sa Hamilton? You were saying near the university, di ba?
I lived inside the university. So
okay.
Really, right. Ano bang pangalan niya? Nakalimutan ko na. Pero Gray Street is 15 minutes away by bus.
Mm. kaya tumatambay kayo sa Gray Street kasi yung bus number 13, naalala ko yun.
Yes. May ano. And
dalawa yun eh.
Gray Street Kitchen is still there. So we know Bobby. It's really good. Ah, the Eggs Benedict is still good. Are you still in Hamilton, Kuya Rene?
No, I'm in Auckland. Pero from time, siguro every 3 months, pupunta ako doon. So I'm scheduled to, just to go and, parang ano lang, yung gusto ko yung vibe eh.
Yes.
I just moved here because of my kids. Nag-aaral na and everything. But yeah. So thank you again, Jana. Maraming salamat and all the best sa'yo. And we'll keep this ongoing. Siguro ito ay para makatulong din sa akin and sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin. So thank you so much. At nais ko rin magpasalamat sa ating mga viewers and listeners na pinayagan nyo kami ni Jana pumasok sa inyong tahanan, sa inyong mga puso sa mga panahon na ito. Maraming salamat. Thank you, take care, and God bless. Goodbye for now.
Salamat at tayo'y magkasamang muli. Salamat at may gabing nakalaan sa kaunting kasiyahan.
Kasama ang barkada mula ng pagkabata, kaming magkakilala na. Anong saya namin lahat sa aming barkada. Nakatayo sa kanto, meron kaming gitara, sabay sa pagkanta. Hanggang gabi kami dito sa lansangan. Asahan mo ang barkada'y tutulong sa iyo. At kung wala ka ng pera, nandito ang barkada mo. Iwasan ang problema at tamba sa dulo, sumama sa amin. At nang hindi ka maloko sa iyong mga problema, halika na sa barkada na. Join ka na lang dito sa barkada mo.
barkada mo.
Kaya't iwasan ang problema at ang basag ulo, sumama sa amin.
At nang hindi ka maloko sa iyong mga problema, halika na sa barkada namin. Enjoy ka na lang dito sa barkada mo. At nang hindi ka maloko sa iyong mga problema, halika na sa barkada namin. Enjoy ka na lang dito sa barkada mo. Enjoy ka na lang dito sa barkada mo.
Naiinip na babagod.
Ikaw ba'y napapagod? Araw gabi puro kayo.
Buhay mo ba'y walang saysay? Walang sigla, walang kulay.
Bawat araw ba'y pareho? Parang walang magbabago.
Tara na, biyahe tayo kasama ang pamilya, barkada at buong grupo, para mag-enjoy ng todo.
Halika, biyahe tayo nang ating makita ang ganda ng Pilipinas, ang galing ng Pilipino. Napasyal ka na ba sa Intramuros at Luneta?
Palawan, Bigan at Bataan.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.